We are Threadmate. Lower your iPod and surrender your time. Your enthusiasm and passion for Star Trek will be added to our own. Resistance is futile.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Trekmate podcast. It's 24-hour mission to talk Trek and raise as much money as possible for charity. To boldly go where no podcast has gone before.
Trekmate podcast, this is Control. The Trekmate 24-hour podathon is good for launch.
We'll count down from starting at T-minus 20. T-minus 25. Stages reporting ready for launch. T-minus 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, we have ignition.
Make it sound.
All engines are running. We have liftoff. We have liftoff at 7 a.m. The tower has...
My God, our building's shaking here. Our building's shaking. The floor is terrific. The building's shaking. The big glass window is shaking, but we're holding it with our hands. Look at the rocket go into the clouds at 3,000 feet. The roar is terrific. Look at it going.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
Welcome to the Trekmate 24-hour podathon.
Hello and welcome to the Trekmate 24-hour podathon.
I cannot believe we are here.
Oh, don't. Finally, we're here.
We are here at last.
Oh, can you believe it? So, yes, we're starting out with myself, Wayne Emery.
And me, Mark Stamper.
And me, Paul Drinkwater.
Oh, the dynamic...
This is all your fault, Wayne.
Oh, yes. No, don't. Honestly, the ideas that I come out with.
Absolutely.
Still,
absolutely. It's all your fault.
We've got some good stuff lined up for you tonight, guys. We've got plenty of guests coming on. We've got tons of Trek talk, tons of episode reviews, and just plenty of things going on. I'm not going to lie, I'm cacking my pants.
As am I. As am I, because I'm the one who's got to make this technically work. But so far, so good. We're about 3-4 minutes in, and it seems to be working. So, yeah. But yeah, I've been bricking it a little bit over the last couple of days.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's not been the easiest thing to figure out, technically.
No, technically, logistically, for getting people on, it's been pretty tough, I would say.
Yes, no, definitely. And that brings us to our first point. Seeing that as we're putting in so much effort to bring you 24 hours of solid Trek goodness, we're after one thing. What are we after, Mark?
We're after some money.
Yes.
So, have a listen. Have a listen to this.
You're listening to the Trekmate Podathon. Please dig deep and visit www.justgiving.com/teams/Trekmate Podathon. That's justgiving.com/teams/Trekmate Podathon.
Hello?
And thanks.
So that's the thing, guys. We are after all of your money, because what we need to try and do is, that's the thing, this is a pod-a-thon. The first that I've heard of. Have you guys heard of anyone doing this so far?
Only us.
Only us. So what we're after is we're trying to raise as much money as we physically can for both Watford General Hospital Special Care Baby Unit and Amnesty International. Both very worthy causes. The first I do hold quite dear to my heart. I know that everybody has turned around, like has heard what I've said previously and on other podcasts, but I'll just reiterate it here. My time first with them I do is hold quite dear to my heart. I know that everybody has when turned around, like has heard having what Amy last year, previously and on other podcasts, but I'll just reiterate it here. My time first I do hold quite dear to my heart. I know that everybody has when they really look after you up there, and they do such a wonderful job. I can't thank them guys enough. So by just geeking out with you lot, I'm hoping that we can try and raise as much money for them as possible. And Mark, did you want to speak a bit about Amnesty? Mark?
Maybe not.
Yes, I am here. Sorry, my I muted my microphone when we were playing the audio clip. So, yeah, Amnesty International, they're a charity who work worldwide to protect people's... basically protect their people's human right and, you know, people's rights to freedom. And as Star Trek fans, we all know, you know, the world of Star Trek is that everyone has equal rights and complete freedom. And I think that's a very worthwhile cause for us to put money towards so we can reach that Star Trek vision.
Yes, definitely. And that's their goals, as you said, it's very much the Star Trek philosophy. So I'm sure it's another charity that a lot of people can get behind. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I must apologise. There was a slight echo there as I opened up the Podathon page in my browser on my desktop. So I do apologise for that. So you may want to repeat your story about your daughter, Wayne.
Oh, okay. I do.
Sorry
apologize.
About that.
Yeah, no,
that was me. I opened up my desktop instead of on my laptop. So sorry about that.
No, that's fine. Basically, the reason why we're supporting Watford General Hospital Special Care Baby Unit is because last year we had our first child, and she didn't exactly come into the world in the easiest way. We was up there being induced for about 4 days because my wife had gone 42 weeks. Nothing was happening. They eventually broke her waters, was in labour for a good nine hours. Wow. And then at 9:30 that night, on the Tuesday the 19th of April, Amy decides to flatline. And I tell you what, being a expectant father, to be sitting there and watching the heartbeat going from its normal like womp, yeah, womp 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 to suddenly go to womp womp womp.
Yeah. And as a baby's heartbeat is very, very quick, isn't it? That's the thing you don't realise.
The average is about 140 beats per minute.
Yeah, no, and you don't realise that until you have children yourself. But their heartbeat is and you listen to it and you think, oh my God, are they okay? And it's like, no, it's perfectly normal. So yeah, it's yeah. I've been.
We've got the fetal Dopplers at work. So when the expectant mothers come in, the doctors hang it, put it over them. You can hear it outside the door when they're doing it. It's amazing.
It is. It's a fantastic experience. But then to see that suddenly go so slow and so quickly just drop, and then to have the whole team of surgeons just rush in, get us gowned up, go for the operation. And literally from the point that it had taken for the surgeons to come in, see Leanne, examine her to see what was going to happen, and then decide, nope, baby's got to come out. By by the time that we'd walked from that room down the corridor, not even 200 yards, and they started. Luckily, Leanne was busy concentrating with the anaesthetist talking to her, but I was watching what the midwives were doing, and they started scanning for the heartbeat. Absolutely nothing, and that just filled me with terrifying fear ever.
Yeah.
And then to be rushed out of there because they've got to knock Leanne out. They knocked her out. I give them their fair dues. They managed to get... they started the operation at 9:36 and got Amy out within... It was about 40 seconds.
Yeah, they are ridiculously fast when it comes to that.
Yeah, they did. And then it took about 4 minutes to resuscitate Amy. And she then went round to the special care baby unit. And when the midwife came and got me, and she explained what happened, and that Amy was okay, she was breathing, and that Leanne was okay, and that we was going to have to go round to the special care unit. And when we initially got round, and the just seeing this little baby just hooked up to all of these monitors, all of these wires. She had the old breathing tube in, so she you could see her sometimes trying to cry, but she couldn't make any noise whatsoever. And then they had to go through paperwork with us, but they were so as they were like putting in the IV drips, putting in this, putting in that, just prepping her. And they were very good. They were very supportive. I can't fault them whatsoever. And it was thanks to them that she's done so well. Because I tell you what, from that moment of just walking up and seeing my baby laying there. And for a baby that had just gone through everything, she was quite with it. She had her eyes wide open.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I put my finger in, and she held on to my finger with a nice, firm, tight grip, just looked at me with these eyes, and it's weird, it was almost like she was turning around saying, don't worry, I'll be okay.
It's all right, Dad, I'm fine.
Yeah. And
yeah. It's all right, Dad, I'll take after you, I'm a resilient little bugger.
Yeah, exactly, and from that point, we ended up spending a week in there whilst I was doing thorough tests and making sure that she had no brain damage. And I thank whatever God there is that she came out with no damage whatsoever to her. She came out perfectly 100% healthy. And she's such a fantastic child now. She's full of life, full of energy, so intelligent, and the most beautiful thing in the world. So I can't thank these guys enough for saving my daughter's life. So please, please, if you've got it in your heart, just help out by just donating what you can. I know everybody's not always in a position to spend out money that isn't dedicated to bills or anything, but if you can spare a few quid, then please. Please do.
Please do that. We're at £310 already in donations. So
that's absolutely fantastic stuff. So can't thank you guys enough for already donating. So I've set targets. I want to try and hit at least £1,000, pretty much £1,000 each, I reckon, if we try and aim for that. So and also, if you're donating, try and spread the word. Just every little bit of telling your friends helps. But still, and we're going to be doing loads of Trek talk.
Oh, absolutely! Well, I mean, there's a whole. I mean, it's been incredible work trying to get everyone coordinated and putting together topics and, you know, putting episode reviews together and getting all of the other podcasters together. So hats off to you, Wayne. I've had to do the technical stuff, but hats off to you for trying to coordinate everyone.
No, thank you. It's been a real challenge.
I know it has. I know it has.
Oh, dear. So thank you so much for all of your effort, Mark, because you've worked tirelessly to get everything in.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'll it's going to be fun. It's going to be a tiring 24 hours, but I think you know it'll all be worthwhile in the end, won't it? We can.
Oh yeah.
Let's go down well on energy drink tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I've got loads of LucasAids. I mean, you know, getting onto the 24 hour thing, I'm thinking, drink LucasAid. I've got 5 bottles of LucasAid Sport lined up in my fridge, so drink that and eat food. That's pretty much my strategy for. Am I on till 4 a.m.?
Yeah, I think so.
I think, yeah, I'm on till 4 a.m. Like that. I'm on till around 4 a.m., so it's basically drink LucasAid and eat food. That's my strategy. I haven't got anything better than that, I'm afraid.
And that's the thing. And because my strategy pretty much is just keep drinking relentless, have as many coffees as I can.
Yeah.
And I was told I wasn't allowed to drink alcohol.
Yes, alcohol does make you more sleepy.
Yes, it does.
I do actually have a beer here, but I've got some LucasAid lined up, so it should counter the effects.
I've got a beer and some prawn crackers.
Yeah, so if you hear a little later on, if I crunching, that's me eating my crunchy Jordan cereal.
Yeah, so for the first hour, really, we've just thought that we would... Just have a bit of a chat, bit of a just a general laying down the groundwork and getting things going. Before next hour, we're going to be doing a real-time review.
Should we run through the schedule so everyone knows?
Yeah,
what we're doing?
Yeah. If you use the one on the SkyDrive, because I've just realised the one on the website, I've actually forgot to add who's actually joining us for it. So the hours that we've got guests. I need to update the website as we talk because I didn't realise that I had accidentally taken off people's names.
Oh, okay. Let me just open the one on the SkyDrive. So talk amongst yourselves while I find it.
Oh, dear. Has there been much Trek news over the last few days?
Well, there's been a few things, actually. We've got the... No, that's not the right file. The title for the new movie... Of course, which has been Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh, very nice.
Okay. I wonder what...
You've not heard this, Wayne.
No, well, that's the thing. Literally, in the last few days, my head has been buried in the sand as I've been decorating and getting ready for this.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, no colon, just Star Trek Into Darkness. Now,
sounds pretty cool.
I think I like it. I think I like that.
I like it. I like the fact that it's not just gone on to like Star Trek 2.
Yeah.
Because
they've actually
that just shows a lack of imagination.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I think that it's. I'm just wondering where they're going to it. If they're actually retelling an old story in a new way.
Yeah, because obviously there's still the speculation over. Yeah, there's still the speculation over who Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be playing. Is it going to be Khan? Is it going to be someone else? Well, we don't know, do we? So, but I think I like the title, and I think they have hinted that you know the crew were going to be challenged in new ways.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean it's always good to have something a little bit dark. I think you've got to suspect that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you do. You do definitely. Okay. So. Coming up through the TrekMate Podathon, at 9 o'clock, we're doing a real-time review of Shore Leave with Thomas Badley from Decade. At 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking some Star Trek London chat with our previously in the Alpha Quadrant cohorts. And also, I'm expecting throughout the entire event to just be joined randomly by TrekMate family members.
Yeah, yeah. We've got Michael Clark on for that at Star Trek London, actually.
We have. And
I think, actually, Adam and Paul are coming on for the Captain's Talk.
Ah, are
at
they?
At 11, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
I had an email from
them
earlier.
Oh, okay, cool. So they're going to be coming on for 11 o'clock. That's cool. So at 11 o'clock, we're going to be having a listener call-in, so it'll be a chance for you guys to... give us a Skype call. We'll add you, and we can just discuss the captains. So if you've got a particularly favourite captain and you're quite passionate about why, that would be a good chance for you guys to get on the air and talk about it.
Yeah, so if you haven't already, get onto Skype, add Trekmate and onto Skype and send us a message, and we'll be able to add you to the call, and you'll be able to say your bit.
Yeah, our Skype username is Trekmate1701. And then at midnight, we're going to be joined by the Trekkie Girls as they give us a review for what episode, Mark?
It is Captain's Holiday.
Captain's Holiday. Nice, fun episode.
Yeah, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. And then at 1 o'clock, obviously these times are British Standard Time. So, as Mark quite rightly corrected me earlier in the week, as I kept telling everyone it was GMT.
No, it's BST, yeah. We're on BST in the summer, it's British Summertime, and then we go to GMT in the winter. So, it's not, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're in a country where they observe the same daylight savings, but not every country does. So sometimes it's...
At the end of the day, we're on the normal time.
Yes, yeah. We're on normal time. For instance, in Australia at the moment, they're 9 hours ahead. Mm-hmm. After October, our clocks go back and theirs go forwards. We're 11 hours difference. So, yeah, I know. It makes it really difficult.
Yeah, God blimey, Governor.
and then at 1 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be joined by the guys from Trek Companion, as we discuss the possibilities for the 2013 series and beyond for Star Trek.
Look forward to that.
Sorry?
What's Trek Companion?
Another podcast.
Oh. It's not like a Star Trek dating thing.
No such luck.
I was going to stay up for that.
I bet you would have done. Trekkie Girls and Trek Companions.
God, that's my night done. Get me a beer and a packet of crisps.
That gives me an idea, though.
What's that?
Trekcompanions.com.
Yeah, I'll be your number one user.
Yeah. I'll have to speak to Adam and Paul. They like building websites for us.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah, I'll take the lead on that one if you want.
I bet you will. At 2 o'clock, we're then going to be joined by the guys from Treknologic as we play loads of Trek trivia. So I think Kerry's got quite a few humdingers lined up for us. So we better be on top form, guys. We've got to do ourselves proud.
I think we can do that.
I think we'll give it a go.
Yeah, I'll try my best, because let's face it, there is a reason why I retired the Trek off.
Yeah, well, how thick is Wayne quiz, I think you called it.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll try my best, guys. Then at 3 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Chris and Greg from the Ready Room as we discuss Gene Roddenberry's vision and versus how the franchise actually progressed after Gene's departure. So that'll be fun to be joined by them guys. I'm sure it'll be filled with plenty of barrel rolls. So
I don't really understand. Is this all about Geordi?
Yes, we do barrel rolls under the doors that slide down in engineering. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a T-shirt on Twitter, and it had something barrel rows over the quick brown fox, or like the slow lazy dog.
Yes.
Yeah. So, at 4 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Oren and Bob from All Things Trek, and they're going to be discussing the best and worst aliens in Trek. So that's going to be fun.
Interesting. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to be joined by the legend that is Rick Moyer.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be fun. Also, with regards to Rick, we've got a bunch of little clips that I'm going to be playing over the next few hours, because Rick has been creating a new Star Trek parody song. So he's given us a bit of a behind the scenes and sent us a few different like bits where he's shown us the process of how he gets it all together. And then we're going to be revealing his brand new Star Trek parody song live on the air before anyone else has heard it. Yeah,
yeah, so, that'd be fantastic. Really looking forward to hearing that.
What time is he previewing his song?
Well, he sent it over to us. He's on at 5, so I could pretty much do it just... I'm going to spread the other bits the few hours before and then maybe play that just before he joins us at 5 o'clock.
Oh, right, okay.
So, then at 6 o'clock...
I'm back.
Yeah, Paul's going to be back from his break, and he's going to be discussing. We're going to then be discussing saboteurs and betrayal within Star Trek. So, a nice fun topic. Then at 7 o'clock, we're going to have another listener call in. This time with the subject Ships of the Line. Then at 8 o'clock, through until 10 o'clock, we're going to be. Actually doing a real-time review of First Contact
with Yay. The guy down under. My favourite movie.
It is indeed. And unfortunately, that'll be the point where I start having my break.
I thought you were going to say hallucinations.
No.
Yeah, you probably will. You'll be having him by midnight with all that relentless he's drinking. Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff, that.
Yeah, so that'll be... going through from 8 o'clock till about 10, but I'm sure the movie's about 2 hours, so there'll be plenty of Trek talk in between as well. Then at 11, we're going to be joined by Colin from Trek News and Views as we discuss the Prime Directive. Then,
interesting.
Yeah, and then at 12 o'clock, we're going to be doing a real-time review of The Offspring, with Michael Clark and Cena Alvarado from the 10 Forward podcast. Then at 1 o'clock, we're going to be discussing... I'm going to be doing my Desert Island Trek.
It's about time.
Yeah, it is about time. It's.
I'm going to be really interested to see what your 5 episodes are, actually, Wayne. I'm really, really curious about that. Oh, I know one of them.
Yeah, you two, everyone
knows one of those.
Yes.
I think I might know two, but definitely one.
I think you'll be surprised.
I reckon I could go for two as well.
Actually, yeah? I think I might be able to guess three. But I'll see. I'll look forward to that.
I reckon I could get four.
I might get you guys.
I reckon I can get five.
Okay, I tell you what, guys. Write it in the Skype chat, and then I'll tell you who's closest.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right, let's do that then.
Okay, go on then. This is great radio.
I'll Skype as fast as I can.
Okay, yeah. No, because I think you will be quite surprised.
Yeah.
There's
my three.
I was just wondering why people were saying boobs in the chat room.
Oh, I was about to say, can the chat room calm it down a little bit, please? It's very early on in the evening at the moment.
Yeah, it's not quite at the watershed yet.
Yeah.
No. And I'm getting a little bit embarrassed.
Okay.
I think Emma hit it on the head there. Here's the previously boy.
Okay then, Paul.
Yeah?
You've got one.
Oh, you bitch.
How many have I got?
Changed one.
I'm just scrolling up. I can't find... Where's your... To your guesses, Mark? Where are they? Did you send them directly to me?
No, I'll probably just put them into the chat.
Oh, wait. No, you did. You sent them directly.
All right, okay.
Mark's got two.
Oh, okay.
Mark's got two, Paul's got one. So that'll
is
be...
Is it... Which two have I got? Have I got one and two...
One and two.
Yeah. I knew those. I thought the third one, I thought that would be in your list, to be honest, but okay. I knew two, definitely. And number two especially is a particular favourite of mine.
Yes, definitely. So that'll be fun to go through that with Cena when she comes on. Then we're going to also be doing a fantasy track.
Really?
So that I'm to be honest, I think we should just try and wing it and take it with suggestions from the chat room as well.
Oh, that was.
I think that'll be interesting to see where things go with that.
Yeah. Well, I always like doing fantasy track.
If the same people are in the chat room now as when you do that, it'll be a very interesting episode.
Yeah, just boobs.
Yeah.
And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to be playing Name That Trek. And we are also going to be actually having an auction for 2 Star Trek silver tickets.
Yes, so, Star Trek London. Yeah, absolutely fantastic prize. Donated by Media 10, of course.
Donated by Media 10, the guys that are running Star Trek London in October. We've got 2 silver tickets. And what does that get you guys? You both have both bought them.
That gets you, so it gets you 3-day access. It gets you the opening ceremony and captain's talk. It
bridge
gets you 4 bridge photo shoot, ticket to the stunt show, 4 randomly assigned captain's talks, 4 randomly assigned autographs, a goodie bag, silver collector's card, probably something else as well. It gets you a hell of a lot.
Excellent.
Silver ticket is, you know, that's a very nice prize.
Yeah,
definitely. So keep if you've been intending to buy Star Trek London tickets,
just get in the auction.
Yeah, get in the auction. You could save yourself a good few quid and be making us a lot happier by giving some money to our charities.
Yes.
So, remember, that's going to be at 3 o'clock. And the only rule is, how we're going to be taking the bids is it's going to be a closed auction, so no one's going to know who's bidding what, sending it via direct messages, and then whoever has the largest amount bid will have to then pay up within half an hour, otherwise it goes to the next bidder down. That's the only rule. So, then at 4 o'clock, we're going to be discussing the music of Star Trek with Matt Warrick. So,
looking forward to that. I had a little chat with Matt a little earlier today. So, yeah, looking forward to that. That's me doing that with Matt. Matt, of course, provides our the little audio clip we have for Stump the Quizmaster. And we're currently neck and neck at 7-7 each. So, yeah, really looking forward to that. I had a little chat with Matt for about 15 minutes this afternoon. So, he's got some great music lined up for that. So that's going to be a real highlight for me. Really looking forward to that one.
Definitely. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to be joined by the wonderful guys from the Improvised Star Trek, who are going to be performing a live episode. And these guys, if you haven't listened to the Improvised Star Trek, I won't tell you to go listen to it now because I want you to stay with us, but they are absolutely fantastic. They're some of the most funny guys going, and they're going to be doing a live episode from your episode suggestions. So if you, what they do is if you come up with a title for an episode, they will pick a title from the suggestions and then create a whole episode around that. So that's going to be fun to watch them guys do that. And they have provided us with a few more bits that we're going to be playing throughout the event as well. And then we're going to be having a bit of a chat with them. At 6 o'clock, we'll be doing a real-time review of The Visitor. And that's going to be with Colin from Trek News Views again.
Oh, I love that episode. I watched it again. I mean, I've watched it loads of times, but I knew we were going to be doing that, so I sneakily watched it again last night just because it's so awesome.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And then at 7 o'clock, it's going to be our final hour, so we're going to have just a bit of a slower pace, bit of a rundown, and have a bit of a trek off.
Hey, I get to kick your ass again.
I think we should make it a 3-way.
Oh, I've always waited for you to say that.
Oh, dear.
Are you sure you don't want to share a room with me and Mark at Star Trek London?
Oh, dear. Well, that's the thing, Paul. You can only explore one person enough times before you have to bring in the third party, and Marcus kindly suggested that he should.
Marcus. All, there's only one question that I've got then, and that's Big Spoon or Little Spoon.
Oh dear. So, someone says that we're having a bit of bad echo. I wonder if that's everybody. If you're having bad echo, let us know.
Hopefully it won't be.
Shut up, Paul.
Sorry.
Adam says okay. There's no echo there. Okay, all right, okay. You do occasionally get these things, so we do apologise.
Don't worry,
we'll stay away from the site because I visited... sorry, everyone, that was me. I caused the echo earlier because I went to the Podathon page on the website on my desktop and it sort of echoes back out through Mixler because I'm broadcasting at the moment. So sorry about that.
And no, also, Matt Warwick just solved the problem for Yelgren. He said, are you on the Trekmate website as well? He had it streaming from two places.
Oh, okay.
From the from our site and from our Mixler page. So, yeah. And remember, if you are listening through the site, come and join in the chat room. Visit mixler.com/trek-mate and join in the chat. It's free to set up an account. Doesn't cost you a penny. So
you'll be able to chat along with us. You can listen, of course, but if you want to chat, then you do have to have an account. But it is entirely free. So, come along and we can see there's a few guests in there. The chat room, the room is filling up quite nicely there now. So we've got a few guests in there and we've got a few... Most people have actually registered, which is awesome, which means they can chat along. So thank
you, everyone. 22 people at the moment, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
Nice number.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. So, that's pretty much all the plans that we've got going on. I have had a request from somebody, Mark. We've got a family member that's going to be dropping in, and he's going to drop in right now. So, any second, we should be joined by our brother in arms, Matt Hansen.
Hey guys, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm good.
You're live on the internet.
I know.
Please, no swearing.
Oh, please. I can't even imagine that you guys managed to keep it clean for 10 minutes.
We did
38 minutes, Matt. 38 minutes, Matt. And not a single swear word.
And only one implied sexual orientation joke. So that's
really good going for us. That was Paul, of course.
Yeah.
What do you mean, of course?
Seriously, that's a record for you guys.
I know.
Allowed to drink.
I know, Paul's been barred from drinking. Already his liver is leaping at the joy.
Yeah, trying to get out.
Yeah, how are you alive right now? It's like you're juice for living.
Well, I had 4 pints earlier, you see, and then I had a couple of hours break in the Chinese, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So, I've got one on the go now, and then that should see me through until midnight.
So, how you been, Matt?
I've been good. I mean, school's been very busy, but actually this is the first weekend where I don't have a hell of a lot of homework, so you picked a good weekend for this.
Excellent. That's good news.
Yeah. No, it's always nice to know that these things... work themselves out somehow.
Right.
Have you started watching Babylon 5 yet, Matt?
No. I'm going to start watching it pretty soon, actually, because Alex is going to start showing them to me.
Oh,
but
I loved Babylon 5. It's fantastic. You are in for a real treat if you've never seen it. I know this is a Star Trek podcast, but Babylon 5 was awesome. That was
there are Star Trek people in Babylon 5.
Yes, there are. There are. Of course, Walter Koenig was in that, played Bester in there, and Billy Mooney played Andreas Katsoulis, of course, who played someone said Babylon 5 boo. No, Babylon 5 was awesome, absolutely fantastic.
Once you get past season one,
season one was still pretty good, but it has some amazing story arcs, some absolutely fantastic arcs in there, so you're in for a real treat there, Matt.
I can't wait. I hear it's really good. And actually, I've started showing Alex Star Trek. We watched a couple of episodes of TNG about a week ago, and then last night I started him at the beginning, and we watched Where No Man Has Gone Before, the second pilot.
Yeah, I love that episode. One of my Desert Island Trek choices, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
But we enjoyed it. So we're going to go through, I'll take it from the beginning. We're going to go through original Trek and then the movies and then on to the next gen and so on and so forth.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, well, you've got hours and hours and hours ahead of you. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. So that's the thing. I think you'll notice that by the silence, I had nothing to contribute there. never watched a minute in my life.
Oh, Babylon 5 was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have been something that I enjoyed. It just never...
The thing is, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of it like Star Trek, so you've really got to dedicate a lot of time to watching it. But yeah, absolutely brilliant. Anyway, we're not talking about Babylon 5. We're talking about Star Trek.
I've got a little thing Star Trek.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mark, when you're at work, do you have lots of letters to open?
I don't, but I know where you're going with this. I saw this today.
No,
as
I do.
Well.
I get post every day, and I saw something on the internet recently, which sort of made me think I'm going to have to get that from my desk. And letter opener.
It's got its own little stand as well. It's beautiful.
Yeah, with the Klingon symbol and everything on it. It looks fantastic. I think it's by that Think Geek company.
Yeah,
but.
I was having a look today, and they've. Did you see the inflatable captain's chairs as well?
I did, but the thing I don't understand is they put the inflatable chair next to the bat left. Well, it doesn't really work, does it? The bat left.
You're going to pop your chair.
I'm just going to open my letter, and oh dear, I'm going down.
Yeah, pop my chair.
It does look pretty funky. Plus, if somebody really annoys you, I'm sure, I know it's only small. If you get the trajectory right, I'm sure it will fly through the air quite nicely and graze somebody's ear.
But it had this beautiful little wooden stand you could put it on. So, I mean, you know, I don't have a lot of letters to open, but, you know, it's probably not very expensive. So I was thinking a Batleth letter opener. I'd probably buy that.
Either that or Star Trek cutters.
Yes. I'm wondering if they're going to have some of those things at Star Trek London.
What, cookie cutters?
Yeah,
I'd buy some Star Trek cookie cutters.
Yeah, I saw those.
It's even better to make.
Yeah, I saw those, and my wife's really good at making little cupcakes, and I was thinking, oh, she could make some of those as well. That'd be cool. So I might see if I can invest in some of those. Maybe she can make some little Star Trek cakes for my birthday.
Well, I just got to say, guys, if Star Trek London vendor's room is anything like the Las Vegas one, pretty much any Star Trek thing that ever existed will be on sale.
Oh my God, I'm going to spend too much money. Do you think borrow stuff permanently?
I'll give it back, honest.
Huh? Yeah, I'll give it to you in my will.
I think that's what the American military were talking about when they said the don't ask, don't tell. Just don't ask them that you're going to borrow it, and don't tell them that you've nicked it.
Oh, so just got it then, quietly.
Yeah, no, I'm sure, that's the thing, literally, you're fine, they've allowed you to borrow it, just
I'll be
don't
a
tell them.
I will acquire.
No, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. But
I'm excited for you guys.
Oh, don't, mate, we've just had exciting news after exciting news regarding the event, especially with regards to...
Yeah, what we're doing there.
What we're doing there.
Oh, yes.
So it's going to be.
We can't really reveal, can we?
No.
We teased a little bit about what we're going to be doing, but we can't say much more.
I can't imagine. Maybe you scored an interview. Like I'm just spitballing here, but I can't wait to find out what it actually is.
Well, I suppose we could tell them that I've been allowed to wear the red dress.
Yes, that's the big secret.
That wasn't the one that we were keeping quiet, was it?
No.
Yeah, but that was only at John Delancey's request.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, and we got an interview with John Delancey.
Yeah, Kirsty's only coming for the Saturday, Paul, so at the end of the day, I'm sure she'll let you borrow her red dress. Oh, but since she's 5 foot tall and you're 6 foot four,
It's not going to be much the
imagination. It might be a little bit snug on you.
That might leave my giblets on show.
Probably will.
Oh, dear. Never
Maybe I won't wear the red dress.
So, still, no, absolutely fantastic. And, but to be honest, I'm just looking through to see if there is actually any proper Star Trek news this week, other than the title of the film.
I think I like it. I think it's... You know, I listened to the Delta Quadrant a couple of days ago, Matt, and Jay didn't seem too happy. Oh, that's. I think it's actually quite a good title, as movies go. I think it's...
I think so. That news came out, and I was like...
Yeah, it's a nice teaser,
I was just
going to
say that news came out, and I was like, take me now.
Yeah. I think it's a nice little teaser. You know, so it's making them think, ooh, what's it going to be about? Is it going... Because they've already said, you know, the crew are going to be challenged. We already know that Benedict Cumberbatch is playing a villain of some kind. We don't know who it is. We don't know if it's Khan. But I just think it's a nice little tease. I like it.
And the title shouldn't be what makes or breaks the film. Because like I said on the Delta Quadrant, if you look at the title Star Trek First Contact, there's nothing that it's impressive or like this is the best title in the whole world. It was what happened in the movie that made a good movie.
Exactly.
I totally agree. Do you have any inclination of where it could be going?
Me?
Yeah.
I have no idea. And you know what? Unlike a lot of Trek fans, I actually like not knowing, because I remember the days of like Insurrection and Nemesis where I was going into theater knowing exactly what was going to happen, exactly at what time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Me personally, I like being
spoiler.
Dark.
You like being in the darkness?
I do. I do.
Yeah. No, it's understandable. Because the only thing is, I do like to go in with totally fresh eyes. Doing what we do, we kind of spoil that for ourselves.
Yeah, because we're sort of picking apart every little bit of stuff that comes out of it.
True, but if they run the same well-oiled machine that they did for 09, there were still a lot of surprises that I wasn't expecting when I went to go see 09. And I had been reading up on a lot of stuff, so, you know.
When 09 was coming out, I made sure I didn't read anything about it at all. I just watched the trailer.
I didn't read a lot about it at the time, so a lot of the storyline was pretty new to me when I saw that at the cinema, and I enjoyed it all the more for it, I think.
Yeah, I did too. But like I said, even when I read the stuff, there wasn't a lot. I mean, I had some basics, but there wasn't too much, and especially there was nothing about Vulcan at all. Mm. That was a very well kept secret.
No, that was quite a big shock to me. And I'm
considering
still upset
they blew
about
it up, yeah.
And that's the thing. It's as Michael just said in the chat room, there is supposed to be clues as to where the actual...
in the comics, yeah.
The film's going to be going in the comics. And I've been trying to pick apart the comics to actually get an idea. And pretty much what they've been doing is they've just been... reaffirming that this is a different universe with different implications on things, and they just think slightly differently. So,
but if you notice, Wayne, especially like in the first one, the Where No Man Has Gone Before redo,
yes,
there was no Daner. Daner did not show up, and so it makes me wonder if Alice Eve is being Daner, if she's good, because we confirmed that she's canon. So,
yes. No, this much is true. This much is definitely true.
Because so, we did wonder about Alice Eve. We did wonder if she was playing Yeoman Rand.
I have two theories of who she's playing. I'm guessing she's either going to be Daner, mm-hmm. or she's going to be Carol Marcus.
Okay, Carol Marcus is a possibility. Yeah, the love interest for Kirk.
Because we never did see how they met.
I would actually like that better than Rand. I would like that a lot better, though. With Cumberbatch, though, I'm really not sure.
I don't know. I mean, I've yet to see Sherlock, but I hear he's a really good actor, so I'm excited
to see.
Oh,
he's fantastic. Sherlock is fantastic.
I haven't actually seen him in anything.
Oh, no, you would have seen him in something. I'm sure you would have done.
He's got quite a distinctive face, though.
Yeah, Sherlock was amazing. absolutely brilliant. The second series in particular was better than the first, but they're all amazing. He is a fantastic actor. Did you he was in about 5 or 6 years ago, there was a story about Stephen Hawking, and he played Stephen Hawking as a younger man before he was in the wheelchair. He did a fantastic
yes.
job. In,
yes, I saw, I,
yes. Hawking. I think it was just called Hawking. I didn't realise until...
Clicked.
No, I didn't. I didn't, because I saw it literally about 5 or 6 years ago.
He was fantastic in that.
He was amazing. Well, he's a fantastic actor. He's a great actor. And I
just got to say, between Sherlock and doing Star Trek and The Hobbit, he's set for life now. You know?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And, I only found that out today. I was just doing a little bit of surfing, a little bit of reading, just on Benedict Cumberbatch. And he said, yeah, he played Stephen Hawking. I looked at it and went, of course it was. And he was brilliant in that. He was absolutely amazing.
Enjoyed that that film that they put together. I never even realised that was him.
No. That was fairly early on. I mean, he wasn't very famous at that point.
So hearing stuff like that and hearing what a great actor he is makes me very excited. I know he can. So within this new movie, I know he can act the part. And if the writing's there, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we're going to have to arrange a trip to the premiere, aren't we?
I was actually thinking the same thing. I think we should get together for that. What do you reckon? A midnight showing?
Why does everything always have to be midnight?
I will say that in America, when 09 came out, they were actually doing 7 o'clock showings the day before. So that was pretty cool. That's where all the fans were.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. I was just wondering if we can get to the premiere in Leicester Square or something like that. You know, get on the side of the red carpet and wave at some of the actors.
I think that would be good fun to try and do.
Well, you guys, the England and the rest of the world are like the way they release movies has now switched. You guys are getting movies before we do.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, I'm going to have to like not listen to you guys for a couple of weeks.
Well, that's I would have thought they would try and keep them pretty much together, like the
but you got Avengers like way before we did.
Yeah, but so did Australia. Yeah, the whole world did before you did.
Yes.
We also got the TNG Blu-ray Season 1 before the US, which is quite surprising. It was only about a day or two, which is the other news, of course. I don't think, did we talk about Season 2 Blu-ray release on the last pod?
Yes, we did.
Yes, you did.
We did, yeah. Yes, we did.
Because you were making fun of us that we weren't going to get it before you.
Yeah, so it's around early December, which is fantastic, because Season 1 for birthday... Season 2 for Christmas, job done.
I know. Well, that's got to be a smart marketing decision. Make it come out right before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, I had predicted they would have it out by then. It makes sense, doesn't it? You get one out in the summer, one before Christmas, and I reckon 3 next year. I reckon late March, April, sort of towards the end of the summer, and then again for Christmas.
I hope so. I mean, because once we get into Season 2 and then... Season 3 beyond, I mean, I can only imagine what something like Best of Both Worlds is going to look like redone.
Oh, my God.
That's going to look amazing.
Yeah.
That's going to look fantastic. I mean, what I'm really looking forward to, I mean, Season 1 I will buy. There's probably only about 4 or 5 episodes in there which are actually any good.
Can I say, though, Mark, I mean, it's amazing when you look at Season 1 because I actually did buy it, and even though the episodes are not, like, of the best quality as they were later, seeing this footage, like, from 1987, as if it was shot today, is amazing.
Yeah. I've got the teaser and I've seen Encounter at Farpoint, and it looks absolutely stunning. It really looks amazing. You're like, wow, when the ship comes in, it's just flawless. So, I mean, I will buy it just for completeness' sake. But yeah, I really am looking forward to going. Even Justice, which is a terrible episode.
Oh, it's awful.
It really is. It's crap. It really, really is a terrible episode. But, I mean, there are some good ones in there.
I would argue that there are some underrated gems in Season 1, though. I mean, for Season 1 episodes, they're still pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Conspiracy is probably a highlight for me, I think. I really like that episode.
Conspiracy is a good one. I really like... Yeah. I also like Arsenal of Freedom, which is an episode that not a lot of people remember, but I absolutely love.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, I remember that. That's pretty good. I also like 11001001.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, Matt.
I just loved the Bynars. I thought they were fascinating. Yeah. And I was really disappointed that we never saw more of those guys, because I thought they were a really interesting race, having the little computers plugged into their heads. That just really sort of struck a chord with me as a teenager when I saw that. I thought, these guys are really cool. They were just so different. But we never saw them again, which is a real shame.
They can make really good holodeck characters as well. They could have made a million.
Ah, I know, they could have made a fortune, couldn't they?
They really could. Now, guys, before we take a quick break, before we come back for the next hour, I just want to thank everyone who has made a donation, because so far we have raised £330.
Wow, and just in the first hour?
In the first hour. So
fantastic.
That is absolutely
thank you, everyone.
Fantastic. We can't thank you guys enough for helping out. So,
what's your phrase, Mark?
Give us some money.
Yeah.
Why does when you say that? You sound like you're a hooker on a church corner or something. You know, it's.
You should have seen him when he was doing it the other night.
Give us some money. Give us some money.
I nearly
did.
We
want your money.
Oh, dude. So thank you all. I will at some point do a big thank you to everyone, and hope that you've got your name down so that I can thank you personally. But that will be later on. So thank you very much for all of your help. It's most appreciated. Now I think we should maybe take a quick musical interlude whilst we get ready for our next section.
Yep. So let's do that. So we've got a little music, a couple of little. Musical interludes for you, and then coming up is our real-time review of Shore Leave with Thomas Badley. Okay, so let's play that music now.
Down on the planet, you took a shot to your heart. Woke up in the ever after, cause Q did his part. That's okay, your heart was artificial. Cause years ago you lost it when you didn't play official. Humans playing dumb jive. Just some humans playing dumb jive. Humans playing dumb jive. The Nausicaan way. Got a chance to do it over, Q doesn't fight fair. But he owed you a favor, saved your derriere. Meeting up with Gordon and your friend named Marty. Also this time you could circumvent the party. Humans playing dumb jive. Just some humans playing dumb jive. Humans playing dumb jive. The Nausicaan way. She's half as young as you. When the Nausicaans threaten to kill your friends from the start, you smack them in the face, but they stab you in the heart. Humans playing dumb jive. Come on, humans playing dumb jive.